Hey, more on your money. While I got him in studio, I want to spend some time with Tom Jallings. He's the director of asset allocation at Fifth Third Bank. Some big picture questions on some of the noise and things we're hearing about affecting our 401ks and the money we're sending ahead and the IRA or whatever it may be. I don't want to get lost in the high weeds, but while you're here, I want to ask you a couple of things. The market in general, I know there's the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, and all. As you do an overview of everything, are we still on that bull feel, if you will? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Our stated goal is that we're telling our clients that we're in the eighth inning of an economic and market expansion. The volatility that we're starting to see makes sense at this latter stages of the bull market. But given what we see in the marketplace, we still think this bull has several more years to run.
For full disclosure, I have an IRA with Fifth Third Bank, have for years. A part of that, and I think I'm not alone in this, is look at allocation and make sure you're comfortable with that, no matter where the market is on a daily basis?
Absolutely. The most important thing that we tell our clients is that we are investing for them, for their goals, for their dreams, for their aspirations. Risk tolerance, based on an individual client's specific needs, is what we're all about. So if you can sleep at night with your asset allocation, that's what we're trying to do for our clients in this marketplace.
There was a time when we'd look in the mail once a month, maybe, or every 6 months and get a statement to see how we're doing. I can check it every hour if I want. Probably not a good idea, depending on how emotional you might be. Is that fair?
You know, we tell our clients that certainly you'll have all the access to see your accounts on a daily, hourly basis if you'd like. Really take a look at it on a quarterly basis. And if you've got questions, call us and we can walk through any of the issues that you might have with your accounts.
I want to take you into this concern about tariffs and the markets. And not to get political, but let's just set this up. Historically, we've all studied tariffs. We've studied trade wars, if you will. They don't normally end up pretty good for either side, I think.
That's exactly right. Tariffs typically lower economic activity, increase inflation, and lower output in general. What we expect from the administration currently is what they're trying to do is get on a level playing field with China. Really, this is a bilateral spat, if you will, between the U.S. and China. Our end goal is that we believe the markets certainly are reacting positively because the fear of an outright global trade war is a big, big negative. Ultimately, we think that what's going on in the marketplace today is our administration is opening up negotiations to try to level the playing field with China on trade. We don't believe that it is politics coming out of our administration, but rather this is policy. Their stated goals are twofold. One, they want to lower the trade deficit with China over time. And two, they want to, I guess, there's a belief that intellectual property is being transferred from American companies to Chinese companies for free. The administration doesn't want this to happen anymore, and that's why we're negotiating today.
Wall Street, I am told, they don't like surprises. I don't care whether it's elections or news or whatever the day is. A lot of stuff maybe is already in the market, as they say. There are traders and investors, though. Most of us, I think, are investors. I'm sending money ahead, but yet someone is trading on it, right?
That's right. Our clients, what we like to talk about at Fifth Third Bank is we are the tortoise. We're not the hare. We are investing for very long periods of time, 5, 7, 10 longer years for our clients. But the markets open every day, and traders are trading on a minute-to-minute, day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. That's not our style. But certainly the headlines that are out there are market-moving because there are negative repercussions should a very negative outcome happen. It's not our base case. And what we're telling our clients is we think it's a negotiation stance on this trade war with China. And frankly, we're telling our clients to buy the dip.
Tom Jallings with us. Let me get you out of here on inflation. And I want to ask the question this way. Correct me if I'm wrong. We were, 8-9 years in such anemic growth. A little inflation's a good thing in that you got to have an economy growing. To do that, prices need to go up, but we have to make sure it's all managed correctly, right?
That's exactly right. So the last 9 years have been really characterized domestically by the fear of deflation, prices going down, not inflation. We're finally to a point in this economic cycle where we're starting to see the early signs of prices rising. This is a healthy sign for a growing economy. It's not anything that we should be worried about. Right now, we're looking at year-over-year inflation in the 2.5 to 2.7% range in 2018. This is extraordinarily benign by any long-term historical standards and, frankly, pretty healthy for our economy today.
And go back to the conservative side. If I'm looking at a portfolio plan and someone's pitching me 18, 20% growth, red flag, red flag, red flag?
That's frankly unrealistic. Yeah. You know, what we're telling our clients on the you know, global equity side, we're thinking 5 to 7% annually, and on the bond side, 2 to 3% annually. That's more reasonable where we are in the global economic cycle.
Tom, thanks for your time, pal.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Tom Jalics, he's the Director of Asset Allocation at Fifth Third Bank. We're on your money.